It is the fourth day of December, Thursday afternoon. We're turning our attention now to the commodity markets directly with Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, coming to us from the compound today in Waco, Texas. Hi, Dan. How are things there in Texas?
Doing fine. We're warmer.
That's good. So tell me about the marketplace, because I know you've been watching the up and downs in the marketplace and the outside markets, the influence, that is, of crude oil, and then what's been happening in Washington, D.C., the passage of the tax extenders package out of the House, which put another dollar back into the biodiesel side of the marketplace, potentially. What does it all mean to you?
Well, we got to get Obama to sign it, yes. We'll have to see how that plays out. But I think, you know, what we saw here, at least in the ag commodities here today, is we did have a good set of weekly export sales numbers for both corn, soybeans, and the soybean meal. So that was enough to kind of get this market at least put the brakes on the corrective decline kind of took place, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, and then it kind of spilled on into the early part of the week. And now we've had a real strong bounce out of that corrective decline low. The markets all held key support retracement, Fibonacci retracement levels, and see if we could get some nice follow-through here tomorrow. I think it lays the groundwork then for the market to maybe strengthen as we go through September. I'm kind of looking at, you know, roughly a 10-week low in corn, an 8- to 9-week cycle low here in soybeans. So if these are the lows that we put in this week, then this market does have some potential here, maybe to surprise everybody with the period of December price strength.
Does this all jibe with what you've been seeing in your longer-term analytical cycles?
I think so. I mean, it continues to validate them that the longer-term cycles have turned up. And as, you know, we talked there at the asset concert, technical analysis is looking at price structure, and the price structure, you know, is you assume everybody's secrets are in the price structure, and the price structure then would imply that the fundamental news coming at us will become more friendly over time than what we know at that particular date and time. And I think today's export sales numbers kind of made a step in that direction. The other thing is that every dog watching the charts have been kind of looking at a head and shoulder top formation. And been kind of talking about that. It's funny how the fundamentalists will look at a chart when they see a bearish picture in it, but otherwise they ignore a chart. And I think today was a good sign that the head and shoulder top formation is going to go down as a bear trap, and is going to trap the bear, and he's going to have to buy his way out of it as we go on through the month of December.
And would this be for both corn and soybeans, because that formation is both in both December and the lead option soybeans?
Well, corn it never really did what we would call get into the confirmation stages. I mean, there was that head and shoulders, but it never did break underneath the neckline, so you really never had one in place. You had a potential one, and people were playing for it to be a head and shoulders top. Now, soybeans, we did bust underneath the neckline, but it failed the 62% retracement level of the October, early November advance, which is a key retracement level for soybeans. soybeans have a tendency to hold either a 38% and or a 62%, and we did find support at a 62%, and was able to bounce off of it yesterday, and then today we were able to extend those advances. So everybody that got short based upon the head and shoulders top or the penetration of the neckline now are probably going to have to send some money to Chicago or get out of their position.
Dan, anything else that we need to take up before I let you go for the day? Enjoy your time, by the way, in Texas.
No, other than I think what one needs to be probably be watching, this market has had a tendency to rally into option expiration since the overall cast of the market has been very negative. You've had a lot of people short those call options, and the market has had a tendency to go in there and make those guys that are short calls buy their way out with a loss. So that'll be the next thing to be watching as we go in toward the December 20th timeframe.
We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, of course, is with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. In fact, it won't be a week before we talk to him because we'll have him on our Commodity Week program. We'll record that this afternoon. Dan is our guest, along with John Bondurant, one that everybody wants to hear. He's scheduled to be with us. Merrill Crowley will be on that one. Dan Zwicker, John Bondurant. So if you're interested, it should be up on our website at willag.org this evening. And then, of course, we'll air on our radio stations tomorrow afternoon on the home station at WILL AM 580 and Saturday morning on many of these radio stations.